iRockRadio.me, Real Rock and Real Variety. It is Jay Hunter, and I am joined right now by Austin Dickinson of the band As Lions.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the outdoor portable iRock studio in Reading, Pennsylvania.
It's an absolute pleasure to be in the portable studio. It's it is nifty, and it absolutely does the job right, so...
It's the beauty of the internet. You can take your studio anywhere, right?
Ah, fantastic.
So you actually, I found it quite amazing. You put this band together with a mission statement, much like a business does, but you put together a mission statement with your bandmates. Just a part of it was to create the biggest, baddest hard rock we could with an almost cinematic scale. Now, what exactly did you mean by cinematic scale?
I think that, you know, and this is probably going to sound a bit weird, but, you know, the way that we sort of process music now, I think, is so in touch with, you know, things like film soundtracks. Like I'd say that if you were to turn the sound of it onto a film off and just watch it as a series of images, you would kind of miss out on the emotional propensity of it.
Right.
And I think that, you know, I guess that we try to be big, we try to be epic, we try to tell stories. You know, I think the cinematic thing really is just kind of bringing a little bit of a visual side of things to the sound, you know, through the lyrics and through the dynamics, you know.
Perhaps. I'm noticing a lot of bands doing that, like, yeah. Starset is doing that a lot. In This Moment is doing that a lot. September Morning is a band that incorporates a comic book.
Yeah, I think it's just, it brings something new, original, and it also allows you to sort of really eke out the story of the song and eke out the purpose of the song and make it, you know, fully realize itself. At least that's our thing. And as far as the mission statement goes, that was only really kind of to each other, where it's kind of like, you know, I think that every band does
that,
where it's kind of like, what do we want to do? And it's like, well... Right, here's what we want to do, you know. And that
the fact that you see it in print, that there was a mission statement there, is like, well, this is serious here.
Yeah, that was we didn't write that, but you know, that was us to each other, I suppose. Oh, Michael Jackson's coming out the
door. It's a little distracting, and the fact that we're getting ready for a show with you, Hell or High Water, and Nothing More, and we're hearing Man in the Mirror from Michael Jackson. No disrespect, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there is no mirrors, but there is an awful lot of men around this venue, so...
Now, but speaking of kind of nostalgic a little bit, quite the pedigree that you have as far as music. Your father being a heavy metal icon, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden. Your cousin in the 90s alternative band Catherine Wheel. And even your brother.
It's funny that we're all doing music. It was for me, this was probably the last thing I expected myself to be doing. I studied to do something entirely different.
What was that?
I studied to write scripts. That was what I was going to do. I've always loved storytelling first and foremost.
For like TV, plays, movies.
Kind of anyone who was willing to put up with me. That was kind of that was really what I was studying.
The WWE storylines.
Yeah, I got into the Royal Academy at home, RADA, and they sort of, you know, they said, right, well, you got in, and I went, I've got a tour with like one of my favorite bands of all time. Can I defer my place? And they were like, we don't do that.
I was
like, right, well, what am I going to remember on my deathbed? Going to school here, or touring with my favorite band. Sorry, mate, I'm going on tour. Whether or not I end up doing this for a living, I've got to do that first.
What band was that?
That was Trivium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, they're your favorite band.
They were my favorite band at the time.
And you're wearing the shirt.
Yeah, they're still one of my favorite bands. I love those guys. I think my favorite band's probably Killswitch Engage, but, you know, it changes every day.
we'll just real quick. Kind of, you know, touch on again the family, only because obviously there has to be advantages and disadvantages to that.
I've yet to sort of really see an advantage other than I got to grow up around music, and I'm really proud of what he does, you know. You know, and I get to go to the shows, but to be honest, like, I had such a normal upbringing at the time when I was sort of, you know, growing up and a young child. He wasn't even in the band, you know.
Right
So I had a really, really normal childhood. I think that, you know, me being a singer myself and being in this band, the disadvantages definitely come in that, you know, sometimes it's what people want to focus on or it's what they want to talk about. But to be honest, I think that phases itself out
You don't feel as though there's more pressure on you or anything?
God, no. That's other people's pressure to have and to hold. You know, like
that's a good attitude.
That's entirely their outlook, and you know, that's down to them. Like me personally, I try to better myself every day and just better what we do with every song that we write. You know, I think that's all I really care about.
Well, you're certainly doing a great job of it. Aftermath, top 20 rock hit in the United States.
Yeah,
and it's the number one single right now as far as new rock goes on iRockRadio.me. So,
oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's so cool.
So you're our number one single right now at the moment.
Aw, you guys.
Yeah.
Shucks. That's so cool, man. Thank you.
So before we take a break and play the song, do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, well, Aftermath was actually one of the last songs that we wrote for the record. We wrote it in a room that's probably
bigger than this patio?
Probably about the size of, from right there to about right there. It's about 2 meters by about a meter and a half. It was I couldn't even hold the guitar lengthways. And we had a little piano at an angle as well. That song came together in about 12 hours, probably because we wanted to get the hell out of the studio. And the whole song's just about, it's about disaster. It's about navigating your way out of disaster, be it personal, be it social. You know, we kind of wanted to keep it open to interpretation, but it's about finding your way out of that situation.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yep, this is our tune. This is called Aftermath, iRockRadio.me.